Hey, this is Ethan McNeil. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. Me and my brother-in-law, Trent Keith, sell real estate together here in Indiana. If you enjoy our podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave us a review and subscribe to our channel after you finish listening. Thanks. All right. Well, welcome to this third podcast. This is Ethan McNeil.
And I'm Trent Keith.
And today we are going to be talking about what happens when you get an offer on a house you're trying to sell. So Trent, you want to start us off with some good tips?
Sure. If you get an offer on a house you're trying to sell, take the money and run. No, I'm just joking. There's a lot of things to consider with that. What you want to do is sit down with your agent, go over the offer, and get the details out of that. Make sure that you don't miss any of the little details through the offer. Mm-hmm. And number one key, make sure it is a written offer,
yes,
not verbal.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, yeah. What would you like to share with us?
I was just going to say, there's people can say all day long that they're making an offer on your house or that they're interested, but until something's in writing, it is not firm. Do not go off of it. You also want to look at the price that they're offering, obviously. But there's a lot of different factors that go into that. Sometimes they might offer you full price, but they'll have like hidden things inside the offer, like they want some concessions, or they want you to pay for a survey, or a home warranty program. So this is where your realtor should be able to help walk you through everything.
Yes.
Do you know of any other fees or stuff they might want to look out for?
Well, really the biggest thing is what you just said. Concessions can consist of different things. It can be closing costs. Mm-hmm. It can be just money they want back to fix things on the house. It can be different items, but you want to make sure that you have all those details down, so whatever that is, you know what's going to come off your bottom line if you accept that offer.
Yeah.
The other thing with that is you want to know what type of loan their offer is going through. Is it going through FHA, USDA, VA, cash, conventional? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different options on that, and your realtor can help you know if your home qualifies for some of those. There's some that homes will not qualify for, and there's others that's fine. So you do not want to accept an offer and then find out that they were getting a loan that your house does not qualify for.
Yep.
Then your house is off the market for a few weeks and you lose that time of other potential buyers.
Yes.
What else was you thinking on that?
One thing too is your realtor should be able to give you a net proceeds estimate. So with the different offers, or if maybe it's just the one offer, ask them if they can give you what your net proceeds is going to be. That will help you with like knowing if the offer, where you're going to come out on it. Because you probably might have a loan on it and you need to pay off. You might have a certain amount of money you're hoping to get out of your house. So just let the realtor give you an estimate on that.
Yes.
If you're not sure, you know, don't try and figure it all out yourself. Let the realtor give you an estimate on where you'll come out on in the end.
Yes, and as you're working through this process, make sure that you know the expiration date on the offer and time.
Yep.
They always have a time frame in there that you have to respond, and if you do not respond by that time, the offer is expired. So make sure that you go over it, you get your details together, and then you respond in proper time. If you cannot do that, you can do an extension, which gives you more time to decide what your answer will be. But make sure you keep in mind that you do have a time frame you have to respond.
Yeah, and that's where it's important that you make sure you're available. If you're in an area where obviously you don't have good cell signal or internet or something, that can be difficult. But
what do you think is the best advice if they have multiple offers on the table?
Multiple offers are always great. That's what a lot of realtors and sellers are hoping for. And obviously, if there's one offer that just seems like way above all the others. You know, maybe it's a cash offer, or maybe it's a lot more than all the other ones. I wouldn't hesitate to just accept that offer and not worry about all the others. But if they're kind of close and, you know, the other ones are, they're all kind of in the ballpark, they all, you know, you're not sure which one to go with, then you can actually send out a notification that's like a multiple offer situation to those realtors that had submitted the offers. And you're basically just asking them, give us your highest and your best offer. There's multiple offers on the table. And you might want to do that even if you have one that stands out above the others. It's up to you and what your realtor thinks, you know, would be wise. But that way you can let everybody know, hey, we've got 5 offers on the table. Please let us know how much you're willing to give. And hopefully you'll get an offer that's above what you were originally asking for. That's always the goal with multiple offers, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah. You got any other
Yeah,
tips?
The one thing you want to keep in mind if you have a multiple offer situation is once you send out a sheet that says it's a multiple offer situation, give us your highest and best, there usually are some people who will not change their offer.
Mm-hmm.
Some will actually withdraw their offer at that point. So
yep.
You want to keep that in mind. Don't use it in a way to try to get yourself more money when it's really not an actual multiple offer situation. You want to only use it if you're really having a hard time deciding what offer to take, and make it fair for everyone. Don't try to use a verbal offer against a written offer and say we have multiple offers.
Right.
So be fair and upfront with everyone.
Yep. And another thing, I guess, to talk about would be like when evaluating these offers, a couple things, but one thing is how quickly they can close, and that will have to do with probably their financing. But in the offer, they should say how quickly they're hoping to close. Maybe it's a month, maybe it's 2 months. That's something you don't want to miss, because maybe you're trying to close, like say within 30 days so you can get another house or whatever it is. You want to make sure that you pay attention to that.
Yes. Yep.
Yep. What are some other things in the offers you could look at?
I would say the little details of what they want included. A lot of times people will say, we want the washer and dryer, we want the refrigerator and stove, and maybe you already had those in the offer. Maybe you had them in the listing, I mean, or maybe you wanted to take those with you. So make sure that they didn't add things in the further conditions that you wasn't expecting on leaving. Maybe they said they want your house pet in there, and you don't want to leave your house pet. Whatever it is, you want to make sure that everything in that further conditions are things you're okay with letting go of the property.
Yep. We've actually had, I had a client that did want the person's pet. They were hoping that the pet was a stray, so that maybe if they bought it, it would stick around. So, but the other thing too, which is earnest money, and that can be a little bit confusing for people. Sometimes they don't realize what that is, but basically a buyer, if they're interested, they're supposed to put down some sort of money with their offer. So say it's $500, maybe it's $1,000, and that check will be held by the normally by the listing realtor in an escrow account, so you won't actually see that money. It will come at closing. But it's kind of a way to gauge two things. One, how serious your potential buyer is, and two, if they have the adequate money to do a down payment, if they're getting it financed. Because you know, if you see an offer that has no earnest money, it's not a good sign. Or even if it's, say, they're buying a $200,000 house and they can only put like $250 down as earnest money, that's also not a very good sign. What about like the title insurance and the closing fees, what should you look at for those?
There's different ways to do that, and that's one thing you want to discuss with your realtor. Most common way is to split those different things. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, the buyer usually pays the lender title insurance, mm-hmm. the seller usually pays the owner title insurance, mm-hmm. and then they normally split the title closing fees. That's a common way to do. You can adjust that mm-hmm. according to the offers, whatever works for both sides. But just make sure that, again, you know what's expected of that so you don't lose an extra few $100 through the closing process. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was there anything else with that you was thinking of?
Counter offers. That's probably something we'll cover in another podcast, but... counter offers are something that you can always do. So the offer might not be final. You know, the ones you're getting, those don't have to be. If there's something in them that you don't like, there's always the option to counter. And I guess one other thing that I think would be great as just a polite thing to do is respond to the people that make an offer on your house. Don't just leave them hanging and let it expire and let them figure it out on their own. You can do that, but it's just polite to at least let them know, hey, we're rejecting your offer, or hey, we're going to be countering your offer. Just let them know and don't leave them hanging, even if it's a low ball offer, which you might get. It's still polite just to say, nope, we're rejecting your offer. So just make sure you do that.
Yes. It comes back to the very original podcast again of picking the correct realtor because there are a lot of stories that realtors do not contact all clients that made an offer. What they'll do is just deal with the one that was the best offer, or maybe the top two, so they have a backup. Yep. And you really need to communicate with everyone. Again, you cannot overemphasize the fact of you want a good realtor who communicates, who wants to take care of you and your situation, because part of that is going above and beyond and communicating with all offers, making sure everyone knows what's going on.
Yeah, and part of that too is make sure your realtor lets you know. I mean, they're obligated to do this, but make sure they submit every offer to you that they receive on your house. Don't let them decide if they're going to throw an offer away and not tell you about it. Obviously, they're not supposed to do that, but make sure that they give you every offer that comes across, whether it's good or bad. That they communicate that with you.
Yes, and also when you're getting the offers, ask them if they had any verbal communication about pluses and minuses on your home, positive and negative. A lot of times when someone makes an offer, if it's a little bit less than what you're wanting, they may have verbally said, the reason being is because we thought the drywall needed a little work or it needed new paint inside or something like that. If they can verbally give you that information, that can be part of your negotiation of, you could say, well, maybe I will take care of that and we'll counter it a certain amount. So ask them for any verbal communication they've received from the other buyer's agent also.
Yes. Yep. I think that's about it. Yeah. So we will we'll follow up with some of these things with counter offers and even going into the financing a little bit deeper. But for now, hopefully that gives you somewhere to go with looking at the offers that you get on your house.
Yep. And if you need anyone to represent you in South Central Indiana, please remember Ethan and I will be glad to help you out, Keith Realty.
Yep.
And we'll see you next time.
Right, yep. And don't forget to leave comments of any questions you'd like answered. Thanks.
Yep. Thanks.
Thanks for listening. I hope you learned something new. If you have some of your own questions you'd like to ask us, then please send an email to questions@keithrealty.net. That's questions@keithrealty.net. And we'll see if we can't answer your questions on our next show. See you next time.